Tvachim Perek Ches Mishnah Base 8-2. We continue to discuss mixtures where a valid korban gets mixed up with other animals. And in the previous mission, we had a valid and invalid combinations. Here, we're going to have different korbanos, each of which are valid, getting mixed up together. So the first case is kachim bekachim min bemino. You have two designated offerings, let's say two animals both, which were consecrated as olos. One belongs to Reuven, one belongs to Shimon, and they get mixed up. Min bemino means two of the same type, meaning it's two olos as opposed to, say, an ola and a shlamin. So there's two olos, but you don't know which is Reuven's and which is Shimon's. What do you do? Ze yikrav l'shem mishuhu, ze yikrav l'shem mishuhu. Each one's brought according to whomever it belongs. In other words, the Kohanim will bring both of these animals as olos, and they'll say, whoever it belongs to, that's who should get the credit. If this is Reuven's, I'm doing it for Reuven. If it's Shimon, I'm doing it for Shimon. And anyways, that was the Tanai Bezdin, so that's not a big deal. That's straightforward enough. The problem is that there is an obligation on almost all korbanos to do smicha, laying of one's hands and pushing down on the head of the animal with all one's weight. And that really stands sort of independent of any vidui, by the way. Now, the problem is that leaning your weight on an animal, which is hektish, consecrated, if it's not your korban, as smicha, that is a iser. You're not allowed to put your weight like it's like riding on an animal. It's like me'ila. So therefore, we have a problem. If Reuven and Shimon have to do smicha, the problem is when Reuven does his smicha on this animal, it may be Shimon's, in which case that'd be a forbidden act. And therefore, the simple way to explain the Mishnah is we're talking here about women. Women are exempt from doing smicha, based on a pasuk. So we're talking about two olos that belong not to Reuven and Shimon, but to say, you know, Rachel and Leah, and that's the case. But if it would be Reuven and Shimon, in fact, two men, since the rabbis don't want people doing smicha, and although smicha, they cannot do smicha on an animal that's not theirs, because maybe it's forbidden, and although smicha itself is not ma'akev, meaning after the fact, if one didn't do smicha on his ola, it's still a legitimate ola, lechachila is such a requirement, and therefore there'll be a plan B. And plan B, with the same kind of typical plan B we'll have as the mission goes on, which is essentially, as I'll explain momentarily, the animals are left to each get a mum, and then essentially the kedusha is transferred off of those animals that are now balei mumen, that are blemished, and used to purchase new animals, then the suffix is eliminated. The details of that I'll explain in just a moment. Let's see the mission inside of the next case, where I will explain it. It says like this. Kachim b'kachim, you have two legitimate, valid korbanos. Min b'she'en omino, they get mixed up, but their identities are now of two different korbanos, but you know which is which. In other words, Reuven, let's say, had consecrated two animals, one as an ola and one as a shlamim. The problem is his animals are mixed up. Now he's not sure which one should he bring as a ola, which is a shlamim. We're stuck. So then the rule is, Yiru ad shistavu, you let both animals graze until each one gets a blemish, which makes it no longer valid to be brought as an offering. At that point, it's permitted to redeem the sanctity off the animals onto money, and then use that money to purchase new animals. And that's what the Mishnah says here. V'yimachru, and you'll sell those two animals. V'yavi b'demei hayafe shebehen miminze, and then you will bring, based on the value, the sale proceeds of the nicer of the two, of this type, meaning let's say of the shlamim, and then b'demei yafa shebehen miminze, and you'll also bring the value, the proceeds of the nicer of the two for the other type, meaning of the ola, v'yafsid hamosar mibeso, and he will essentially, literally means he'll lose the excess from his home. What is this talking about? So the idea is like this. Let's say you take these two animals now, and both of them have mumen. One had been an ola, one had been a shlam. You don't know which is which. You sell them both. You get 100 for the one and 200 for the other. Now you have 300 altogether. Okay? You put that 300 in an envelope. Now, one of those two have the kedusha of an ola, one have a kedusha of a shlam. You don't know which is which. Therefore, you can't use the money to buy either yet. What you'll do is you'll take additional money, and now we're going to take a total of 400, okay? 200 times 2. And the fellow Reuven is going to say, whatever kedusha is in the envelope that belongs to ola should go on to this 200. And whatever kedusha is in the envelope belongs to shlamim kedusha should go on to the second 200. And then he takes each of those 200s and he buys two new animals and brings two new korbanos. One is the ola, one is the shlamim, like he is supposed to. Now, the idea of the yafa shebehen is, since you need to dedicate all, let's say, 200 of the sales proceeds to that particular type of the animal that it was, but you don't know which kind of korban it was. Maybe it was a shlamim, maybe it was an ola. So you have a suffix. Because of that, you have to assume that each one was the more valuable, the yafeh, the one worth 200. Therefore, you'll have to spent 200 on each of the two animals. So that means essentially what was worth 300 when he sold it, now he has to lay out 400 to buy two new ones. So he's going to be mafsid hu yafsid ha-mosar. He loses the excess, meaning the extra 100 he had to put into the mix. He has to pay that as well. Okay? That's the idea. Straightforward enough, I think. And that is the same kind of thing you'd have to do back in the previous case, the Mishnah, where you had min b'min of two of the same type of korban from two different owners if they were men. Again, so two men are bringing shlamim. They get their shlamim get mixed up. They can't do smicha. So instead, they'll sell the two shlamim, and then if they get 100 and 200, 300 goes in the envelope. Each one will bring 200. They'll transfer the kedusha of their particular animal, wherever it is inside that envelope, to the new 200 by new korbanos, and then they'll split the 150 amongst the two of them. Excuse me, the 300 amongst the two of them, each getting 150, and the balance, they 50 each, they have to lay out of their own pocket. Okay. Next, the Mishnah says, Nis'avru b'bechor uvamaser. If one of the two animals in the mix, at least one, is a bechor or a miser. Now, the thing is that the bechor and miser, the bechor being the first one animal that goes to a kohen, and the miser, the every tenth of this year's newly born type of animal, and which is given, brought as a korban, eaten by the owners. So those korbanos have kedusha in them and restrictions even after they get a mum. In other words, the bechor, when the bechor is born, it's invested with sanctity by virtue of being a bechor, a firstborn male, and it goes to a kohen. The kohen gets to eat it. The only question is, should he first bring it as a korban? If it's unblemished, yes. If it's blemished, no. If it's not blemished, then he, while he can't eat it, other things he can't do with it. Like he cannot, for example, he can't do anything that are a disgrace to it, or work it, or butchered in a butchery and stuff like that. Okay, so the point of remission therefore is, if you have two animals, let's say one was a shlamim and one was a bechor, so you can't do year of yistavu. We can't just let them graze, become both balei mumen, and then sell them both and start again, because you can't sell the bechor. So what do you do? Says the Mishnah, yiru ad shiyistavu. You let them both graze until they each get their respective blemishes. And then instead of selling them, v'yechlu k'bechor u'chamaser, they will eat them both as if they were a, let's say, a bechor or a miser. So the idea is more elaborate. Let me elaborate on it a little bit. One was a shlamim, one was a bechor. You wait till both get mumin. Then you will transfer the kedusha off of whichever animal it is, the more valuable of the two, onto money. You use that money to buy a new shlamim, and then the two other animals left behind, you'll eat them both as if they are bechors, meaning you'll treat them with the sanctity, not butcher them in a butcher shop, not using them meat to weigh and stuff like that, and then you'll essentially get the shlamim you need to do, and you'll have treated the bechor, wherever it is, as a bechor should be treated. Same would go for a miser. Now the last point of the Mishnah is almost just a halachic observation, which is, hakol yuchon lesarev. You can come up with ways which every type of zevach can get mixed up with every other kind of zevach. For example, even though olos are typically male, you could have a volunteer female, and the like. But chutz min achatas min ha'asham. Achatas and asham can't get mixed up. Why? Because achatas is a goat, and asham is a ram. Sometimes, the truth is that sometimes the asham can be like in its first year, not quite a ram, not an isle, but just a keves, but still, it's a male sheep, as opposed to the chatas, which is essentially always a goat and almost always going to be a female. So they can't get mixed up. So therefore, those two pairs will never get mixed up. Others, you can contrive ways where they would get mixed up.